It is reviewer to Dan, Neil and Sean after Wolves 2, Liverpool 1. I want to start, Sean, with mentioning Wolves v Villa and Wolves v Arsenal in this, because I think it's important. In those two games, Wolves take 4 points. They score four goals. Three of them are after the 60-minute mark. Both pretty low event, sort of damage limitation jobs from a Wolves perspective first half. So it's fair to say that Arne Slot would know what the plan's going to be from Rob Edwards here going into it. I think he'd be massively shocked if Wolves all of a sudden came out and had a real goal at Liverpool from minute one. So there's, I guess, a question around whether this becomes a win it early versus win it late argument versus a win it at all argument, which we end up in for Liverpool. But then around selection, where we always start with this, I'm just thinking, and Neil mentioned it on the post-match show last night, which is why I'm sort of continuing this theme around Frimpong and even Curtis Jones, I think, is a bit of a marker for this. You know, if we're going to start with Frimpong and not Joe Gomez, then why are we only mustering an XG of 0.25 by half-time? And why are we not finishing the game with a player like him, a runner, a real sort of outside pacer who's got good delivery versus Joe, who is, you know, essentially what we know as a centre-back playing right-back. And it might be more nuanced than that, but I just thought it'd be worth starting there with this.
Yeah, I mean, can we just do a review extra and do Wolves, Arsenal, Wolves? Villa was going to be possibly my first question on this. Mm-hmm. Firstly, comparing the three, Villa come out at half-time with an XG of 0.38. We come out at half time with an XG of
0.25.
Yeah, 0.25. And Arsenal come out with an XG at half time of 1.28. And mm-hmm. Wolves set up in all three games, I'm talking from a defensive approach, is not dissimilar. So, back five, pretty much a box midfield, striker not trying to get caught in, piggy in the middle between the centre backs, dropping off a little bit. And at times, obviously, one of those four midfielders is going to have to come out whilst the other three recalibrate and say Armstrong, as an example, then drops it. So what is it, before we move on to Liverpool, what is it that maybe Arsenal have done differently to Liverpool and Aston Villa in terms of delivering them numbers? And I think that you have to credit Arsenal in terms of just the setup, in that if you picture yourself as Rob Edwards in that kind of a setup with a back five, square midfield, one in front, what don't you want the opposition to do? And that is, for me, that you don't want them having pairs or even triangles out wide, high, but particularly on both sides. Because if they switch the ball fast, and I'm not talking about like the big one, that the Jan Molby, the Alonso ball. I'm talking about it gets punched into centre-back or a double pivot midfield very, very fast, and in literally two touches, before you know it, it's on the other side of the pitch.
Mm.
And not only does that stretch your back five, but you're not going to want your outside centre-backs being dragged out.